And Robin joining us this morning from DNRC, Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, Ernie Nace. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Morning, guys. Always
first
good to see you.
Thing he said to us is don't be burning anything starting tomorrow.
That's right. July 1st kicks off the official fire season. So no burning. If we see smoke in the air, we'll be out there responding to it. So
and not happy.
Yep. And not happy, yeah. So our resources we want to use for those real fires out there. So.
Okay, now this because it's fire season, how long does that last before you can get the permit and check the air quality hotline and burn?
Yep. So Montana's fire season, July, August, September. So,
It'll be October before you.
So
can burn
October
again.
1st, yep. We can go ahead and get burned again with permit. Yep.
All right. Okay. But that's tomorrow.
Yep, that is
that's
tomorrow.
It.
Yep.
So if you want to burn something
today.
Today
is the last day. And obviously we just heard we got some hot temps and a little bit of wind. So be careful.
I remember last year, September 1, it wasn't too long. I got all of my stuff burned down, and then we had the big wind storm, snowstorm.
And it came back.
And
again.
I had a mountain of stuff twice as big. That had to wait until spring.
Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, this is kind of that last little bit of time we got to prep before, you know, the fires are here. So, you know, doing it last minute, you know, isn't going to be fun and you may not be successful. So we've had the two big fires around the lake the last couple of years, lost some homes.
Now, we've had some fires already this year here.
Yeah, we've had I think we're right around 30 fires or so this spring. And, of course, it's usually the debris burning, you know, burning on that windy day or not checking the weather. So, Northwest Montana, you know, we're a lot drier than the rest of the state. I think we're 4.5 inches behind on precip, something like that. So, you know, we're kind of trending towards that drier if we don't, you know, start getting a little moisture here and there. So,
well, we've been hearing that, what did Amy say? They're down a foot, Flathead Lake.
Flathead Lake, a foot.
Yeah, I heard that. I caught that on the news yesterday. Yeah,
and we could very well be 2 feet down within the next couple of weeks. So the dryness is certainly going to be in a factor.
Yep, it's among us. So, yeah, we're poised and ready to go, so to speak. We've got all of our training done for the year. We got a lot of really good, young, enthusiastic firefighters to get out there and fight some fire this summer. So,
are there some new fire techniques that you guys learn every year?
Not so much new. You know, there's always those new technologies and stuff to incorporate in. But man, a lot of it is just the old school, you know, boots on the ground fighting fire concepts. Basic principles of fighting fire.
So you come up on a fire like that, what's the first thing you do?
Well, you're kind of sizing it up, hopefully on the way there. Usually you see the smoke column, you can kind of start judging, you know, the fire activity and where it's at, right? So you know if you're going to kind of need help or this might be one you can just get there and handle. But, you know, getting on scene, getting it to dispatch so we can get the help coming and ordering what we need to put that fire out as fast as we can to help the community and save our natural resources.
So what sorts of things do you order in?
Yeah, depending on the size, you know, at our disposal, we have a helicopter, we have a spotter plane to help us with those lightning strikes. We've got hand crews, we've got type 5, type 6 engines so we can get in there and get to the fire. So yeah, there's lots of different avenues, lots of resources we use out there.
How are your engines different than the ones they use, say, here in Kalispell for the fire department?
Yeah, so, you know, they have structure engines, and we have wildland engines. So, you know, and our engines, we're running 500 gallons. So not a whole lot of water, but enough to get on scene and kind of try to get the fire stopped. As to where, you know, these bigger type 1 engines, you know, they got the big ladder truck. They got the water that's able, you know, to hook up to the hydrants and whatnot.
So. You don't have hydrants out there.
Yep, unfortunately not. But we got helicopters, and you know, they could put a lot of water down on top of. They could drop what we call a blivet, so it's just a big bucket of water, so to speak.
Well, with water levels down now, that could create a bit of a challenge for you as well.
Yeah, we use a lot of little springs that just pop up, or you know, ponds that pop up throughout the summer, and the more they get dried up, the harder it is to scoop, you know, and dip. So, yeah, totally. That could become an issue. But resources, you know, when we run out here, it's all a national effort, right? So other people come in from out of state, give us a hand. Right now we got people in Michigan, Canada, and California helping out in hopes that, you know, if we have a bad fire season, those guys will come give us a hand as well.
Mm-hmm. What about the fires up in Canada? Has that taxed your ability to work down here?
We've got a couple of bodies up there right now helping. Mm-hmm. But we are starting to pick up and become our fire season too. So our availability to help is going to be limited here in the next, you know, little bit as we heat up. But, you know, it's always, if we don't got a hollow lot going on, we're sending people out to help out elsewhere.
So the big question is, do we have enough people to get us through this fire season?
You know, we've so far so good. We've gotten a lot of new faces this year, a lot of new hires. But we've got all of our positions filled and... Yeah, I think we will. And again, if we end up shorthanded here, it's all about the teamwork. So, you know, giving our neighboring partners and our interagency folks to give us a hand. It doesn't matter what color the truck is that shows up as long as we're getting that fire out. So,
okay. You know, I see these trucks driving down the highway from, you know, from hundreds of miles away. Is that pretty typical for those trucks to drive those distances?
It all depends. So if they need an engine, yes, but... typically, they'll even low boy over, you know, if it's a long distance. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, sometimes there's just some drive time to get from point A to point B to because they need that resource.
I don't imagine that's a very fun ride out on the highway going and trying to go at high speed with you guys. These trucks are designed to go back in the woods.
Right. Yeah, no, it's kind of that off-road vehicle on the highway kind of thing. So, you know, a lot of times we'll empty our tank or we'll get some of the weight if need be to kind of take it a little easier on the equipment. But, yeah, it's all part of the game.
So, Ernie, what's your role in all of this summer?
So I'm the community preparedness and prevention specialist. So I do a lot of outreach and education, homeowners, schools, things like that. So,
but you are a trained firefighter.
Yep. Yeah, I've been in firefighting for 22 seasons now. Just this last 5 years, I've transferred over and kind of in the community preparedness side, but yeah, it's a great rewarding job to get out and educate, you know, because it's always the best fire is the one that never starts, right? So sure. Being able, and just a lot of people just need that education factor to know what to not do, so to speak. So it's great. We'll see how the summer goes. We're gonna do the 4th of July parade this weekend. We got a cool old Jeep that we got from Missoula. You guys will have to check it out. It'll be white DNRC. It has the pump in the back. It's, I think, a 68 Jeep that they completely redid.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have Smokey Bear. And, so we'll be out doing that. 4th of July, again, obviously, hot, dry, fire doesn't mix. So we're always a little busier around this time, you know. People just need to realize they need to be careful with the fireworks. You know, it's... You know, they're not allowed in classified forest lands. They're not allowed within city limits. So it's kind of finding that safe spot to light them off. And obviously the aerials are going to be a lot more hazardous. But so we're always preaching to, you know, take advantage of those public events. They're going to be a little safer for you.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else we need to know about this fire season?
I would say just, you know, if you can spend the time to get a little bit worked on your house, create that defensible space to where if you do get that phone call and you got a fire barreling at your house, you have a little bit of comfort that you did the work.
So it's not too late to do some of that.
No, it's not too late. You know, just don't be piling anything by your house, right? If you haven't got it burned, that's okay. Just let it dry throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. Keep doing the good work. And
not a place to store your bales of hay.
No, I see a lot of firewood within that 30 feet around the structure. Yeah. So really tidying up that 30 feet, that first 5 feet will buy you a lot, thinning out those trees a little bit. So,
but could we be in a position with fire restrictions out there this summer and maybe you can't use a chainsaw or other open spark devices?
Yeah, that's always a possibility. Yeah, if we go into that stage two, that's that no combustibles in the forest after 1 o'clock kind of thing. It messes with a lot of people's livelihoods, you know.
Yeah.
But so it's trying to find that happy medium between keeping the community safe with the possibility of fire, but realizing people got, you know, their daily jobs to deal with too. So, with that, I guess just have that fire safe summer, be thinking fire and be diligent out there.
And of course, don't be dangling any chains.
Yep, that's one that gets us too. Yep.
Yeah.
Parking in the dry grass.
Yeah. Okay. Ernie Nace, as always, thanks so much, and I hope you have an easy fire season this year.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.